إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له ليس كمثله شيء ولا شبيه له ولا صورة ولا أعضاء ولا جسم ولا مكان له خلق العالم وهو غني عن العالمين خلق العرش إظهارا لقدرته ولم يتخذه مكانا لذاته جل ربي فهو الواحد القهار وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تقضي بها حاجاتنا وتفرج بها كرباتنا وتكفينا بها شر أعدائنا وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي القدير القائل في كتابه: الله لا إله إلا هو وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. إخوة الإيمان، من الواجبات القلبية التوكل على الله تعالى، وهو الاعتماد عليه تعالى. فيجب على العبد أن يكون اعتماده على الله، لأن الله هو خالق كل شيء من المنافع والمضار وسائر ما يدخل في الوجود، فلا ضار ولا نافع على الحقيقة إلا الله. فإذا اعتقد العبد ذلك ووطن قلبه عليه، كان اعتماده على الله في أمور الرزق والسلامة من المضار. Dear brothers, I urge you and myself to fear Allah, the most powerful, the creator of all the creations, the one that has no beginning and no ending, and the one that created the worlds and is not in need of any of the worlds, and the one that exists without a beginning and without a place. He created the throne as a sign of his power, not to sit or rest on it. He does not need anything, and he does not resemble any of the creations. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his kind al family and companions. I urge you, dear brothers, to fear Allah Ta'ala constantly and to obey him, and to adhere to the verse of the Quran that I mentioned, that Allah is one without a partner. On him you should be full in reliance. And dear brothers, know that reliance on Allah Ta'ala is an obligation. It's among the obligations of the heart. You are obligated to have at-tawakkul, to have at-tawakkul ala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that is to have the full reliance on Allah, because He is the creator of everything. He is the creator of everything that came into existence. He is the creator of what benefits and what harms. There is no true one that brings harm or benefit in reality except Allah Ta'ala. He is the creator of the benefit and the harm. So if one believed in that and had this well rooted in his heart, then he will be fully relying on Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the matters of his rizq, his money, his food, and in the matters of safety from any harm. فالتوكل على الله هو ثقة، التوكل هو ثقة القلب بالله. The tawakkul, the reliance, is to have the full trust in your heart to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, or by Allah, or in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And the great Wali Al-Junayd Al-Baghdadi, the head of the Sufis, said, "Tawakkul huwa tarku al-i'timad al-haqiqi 'ala ghayr Allah." يعني أن تترك الاعتماد الحقيقي على غير الله وتجعل كل اعتمادك في الأمور على الحقيقة التوكل على الله اعتمادك على الله سبحانه وتعالى. إمام الجنيد he said, which means the true توكل, the true reliance is to leave any kind of reliance on other than Allah, leave it out. That means make the true reliance on Allah in everything. فمن توكل على الله تعالى تجنب أن يلجأ إلى ما حرم الله. In short, whoever relies on Allah will avoid anything that leads him to do haram. Among these things is to deal with witchcraft or sihr, sorcery, or to go to the fortune tellers or those who claim to be psychics. The Prophet warned from that, عليه الصلاة والسلام, when he said, من أتى كاهنا أو عرافا فصدقه بما يقول فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد صلى الله على سيدنا محمد. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام warned and he said, whoever comes to a kahin or عراف, fortune tellers, and he believed in what he's saying or claiming, then that person disbelieved in what has been revealed on Prophet Muhammad. He has disbelieved. He committed kufr. That's what the Prophet said. Let us explain the hadith. First of all, al-kahin huwa man yata'ata al-ikhbar amma yaqa' fi al-mustaqbal. The kahin is the fortune teller, the one who claims to bring news of the future. What's going to happen? That's why they go to the fortune teller and tell him, how is my future going to be? Then that fortune teller, after some time, she or he will say, you're going to be married to this woman, you're going to have this much money. They will tell them some of these news. This is called kahin in Arabic. But these people, they go to the fortune teller. Those fortune tellers, they have contact with the jinn. This is the true story behind these people. They have contact with the jinn. They deal with the jinn. They have friends among the jinn. And these jinn, they bring the news to them, and the people rely on this news. Then they start, the fortune tellers, telling the people this news. This is the kahin. As for the arraf, similarly to this, but he brings the news of the past. He will tell him, such and such happened to you in the past. He lost some money. They will go to the Arraf and tell him, can you find out who stole my money? And the Arraf will deal with the jinn and he will expose some of the news about the past. This is haram. To deal with these people is haram. It is kufr if someone believes that these people are truly knowing the ghaib. This is kufr. If you believed in him, meaning that this fortune teller is telling you things that he knew on his own from the ghaib, then this is kufr. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Because Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. فَإِذًا مَنْ ذَهَبَ إِلَى عَرَّافٍ أَوْ كَاهٍ وَاعْتَقَدَ أَنَّهُ يَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. والدليل الآية التي ذكرناها لأنه لا يعلم الغيب أحد إلا الله. ولكن ليس المراد أن من يظن أنه قد يوافق هذا الكاهن قد يوافق كلامه الواقع وقد لا يوافق. إذا شخص هكذا ظن فعندها لا يكفر، ولكنه عصى الله، أثم عندما سأله، عندما ذهب إليه بسؤاله إياهم أثمة. So if someone believed that this fortune teller is bringing news from the ghaib on his own, and he knows this kind of ghaib of who stole your money in the past or what's going to happen to you in the future, if you believe that he knows this on his own, this ghaib, then this is kufr. But if you believed in him that Whatever he's going to say might come true or it might not come true. Okay? In that case, it's not blasphemy, it's not kufr. However, it's sinful, it's haram to still go and ask them. To go and ask a fortune teller or a arraf, so the one who tells you the news of the past, then this is haram. But if the person, and many people do, they think that these people, they know the ghaib. And that is why it becomes kufr. So there is two sides to the mas'ala. وليعلم أن من الجن من يسترقون السمع من الملائكة لذلك الجن يعرفون أشياء ستحدث في المستقبل. Let it be clear. How do these jinn know? These jinn, they go to a place near the clouds where the angels that are in charge of the rain, okay, they are talking amongst each other, these angels. So the jinn, they go and sneak to take out the news or to listen to some of the news of what the angels are talking about. And they talk about the news of what will happen the next year.